Sarvata parnipada tat sarvatoksi shiroma kam. Sarvata shrutimalloke sarvan avritya tishtati. Does anyone know the translation of this verse? From Bhagavad Gita. Everywhere are his hands and legs. Everywhere are his eyes and heads. He's everywhere. He covers everything. That's Krishna. As you might have noticed, I'm not Krishna. So I can't be everywhere at all times. And I'm only here for a short time. So, sorry, it's hard to meet everyone and interact personally, even for a few minutes, with everyone. And I'm here just for a short time. Anyway, as Srila Prabhupada always emphasized, the link, the spiritual link, is not, what's the word? It's not bound by or demarcated by physical, anything material. Not limited, that's the word. One has to know how to contact the current. Electricity is everywhere, but one has to know how to catch the current and utilize it. Okay, so we'll get on with more questions and answers. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrishtam Manam Api Shachiputra Matra Swarupam Rupam Tasya Gajamurupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Also 1990s, the Nabarijni Chalni original group, Ishra, Sutapa, and Mataji, and maybe so many others. Haladini, is she from 1990s or a little later? Balarama Acharya, from 1990s? I'm not sure. 99, that's why we're making a census. Okay, questions? Vapros.
What to do if you want to practice seriously, but there are no devotees who also strive for that? Should I try to find such society of devotees, for example, move to Mayapur or elsewhere, or should I stay where I am and practice myself sadhana bhakti without changing the place?
Srila Prabhupada often quoted, Stane stita shudikatang tanuvang manob here. One should stay in one's own position and go on with the process of devotional service, especially hearing from, well, we can say the whole verse. Gyane prayasamudapastya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiyavartam sthane stita shutikatang tanuvang manobe ye prayasho jitajitopi apitai strilokyam. Giving up the attempt to understand everything by our puny brains, we should become humble and live our lives hearing topics of Krishna from great devotees. remaining in one's place, one should go on with this hearing process, by which one can conquer the unconquerable. So stressed here is hearing from great devotees about Krishna. And also, as Srila Prabhupada often quoted, you can stay in your own position. That, according to the context of the verse, that specifically means one's position within the Varnashram system, which doesn't exist anymore. Hearing from devotees about Krishna is stressed, in hearing in humility. Elsewhere, in his teachings, Srila Prabhupada recommends that one does change one's position. He says that any ma means mother, the mother who does not encourage her son to leave home to go to search for Krishna is maya. In another purport, he states that for men, married men who are older, they should not remain at home. They should be ashamed of staying at home. Very strong injunction. So, the staying in one place is not the important thing. The important thing is anukulyasya sankalpa pratyukulyasya varjanam. To accept whatever is favorable for advancement in devotional service and to reject all that is not, or all that which is opposed to our advancement in devotional service. And the injunction to remain in your position emphasizes the power of the process of devotional service. It does not depend on one's position in this material world, but it depends on one's sincerity to practice it. However, another factor is the importance of association in our advancement. Prahlad, as a child, could live among the demons and still be a pure devotee. Narad Muni lived alone with Prahlad's mother for some months, but wasn't affected. That's not for everyone. So the general principle is that we require good association for advancement. Krishna bhakti janma mool hoy shadu sangha Krishna bhakti janmai teho puna mukhya anga. The very root of the awakening of devotional service is association with devotees. And even when we're situated in devotional service, association with devotees is still a major factor. So we should try to seek out good association as far as possible. In your particular circumstance, I can't say exactly. Just like I said, I think it was 2 days ago, I can give general directions, but specific to anyone's personal situation, I can't say because I don't know all the different factors involved. There may be so many factors to consider. If you have three young children and a debt to pay on your house, then that would be a major factor with not just leaving it all. For instance, but as a general principle, we should seek out good association. And even we see quite a few devotees, especially from Russia, have moved to Mayapur for the sake of having a better environment for themselves and their families to practice Krishna consciousness. So it's something you can discuss with your friends and well-wishers in Krishna consciousness. There are also communities of devotees in Russia, many, which you could consider. If you want to move, you may not. You might not go to Mayapur. You could consider moving within this country. Okay, other questions?
What are the perspective roles of Srila Prabhupada and Diksha Guru in our life? Whose classes should we hear more?
I already did this.
Yes, but you answered particularly about relationships. Whose classes should we hear more?
Listen to Srila Prabhupada's classes, listen to your Diksha Guru's classes. If you only listen to Srila Prabhupada, very good. There's so much to hear. But you also shouldn't neglect your guru or gurus who are guiding you now. There are gurus in every generation. There's a reason for that, Krishna's arrangement, who are supposed to help us to understand the teachings of the previous acharyas in our present circumstances. The teachings of the acharyas are eternal and unchanging, but they do operate in different circumstances. And thus, Srila Prabhupada's method of ministration and the kind of language he used in America was very different to that of his own Guru Maharaj in India. And questions arise which didn't arise so much at the time when Srila Prabhupada was personally present, which the gurus are supposed to help us understand our approach to these questions, which can give rise to controversy when different gurus and spiritual leaders give different understandings. For instance, chocolate, highly controversial issue. Should you or should you not take it? There are indications that Srila Prabhupada didn't want his followers to take chocolate, and there are indications, not that he ever said 16 rounds, 4 regulated principles, and eat 3 bars of chocolate every day. It wasn't an injunction, but there are indications that he allowed it. The 11th commandment, thou must eat chocolate. So there are different understandings, and there are much more divisive issues also. Should Srila Prabhupada's books be edited after he passed from this world? Was Srila Prabhupada poisoned to death by his disciples? Did Srila Prabhupada want that none of his disciples should ever initiate and he should continue to initiate forever into the future in on this planet? Should devotees in the bodies of women initiate as a normal function? Is it acceptable to wear Western dress when giving Srimad Bhagavatam class in Srila Prabhupada's temples? Is it acceptable for devotees who are not duly brahminically initiated to worship deities in the temples or anywhere else? Actually, Srila Prabhupada has directly given instructions in regard to that issue. He very clearly said repeatedly that only devotees initiated as brahmanas should worship the deities. But anyway, time, place, and circumstance is the great excuse for whatever you want to do. And there may be so many other issues which come up in future, or are at the present time also. Oh, there's another major one. Should devotees who, say, 30 years ago engaged in some act of child abuse be ostracized from the society of devotees forever? So there are many issues which gurus may have to explain to their disciples for their disciples' understanding. What I see at the present time is that many disciples think, well, whatever my guru says, I'll just accept. I remember quite a few years ago when eating chocolate in ISKCON was not widely accepted, someone said that I want to take initiation from such and such a guru because he allows chocolate eating. But actually, the role of guru is to explain, not just to say, well, I think this, therefore you should follow. And it may be that this disciple is not satisfied and goes away. I have that experience myself. So yeah, you should hear from your guru and gurus. As far as I know and as far as I've seen among my godbrothers who are initiating, many of them listen to the lectures of their own godbrothers also. So yeah, you can listen to both. You can, it's very good to have a solid grounding in Srila Prabhupada's teachings. It's essential for those who are going to be Srila Prabhupada's followers. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, he always stressed reading his books. He didn't stress so much hearing his lectures. He stressed again and again and again the importance of hearing, which is right there in Shastra. That verse I just quoted, in relation to the staying in your own place, but that is the emphasis there is on hearing from great devotees. And he himself, before any of his disciples even thought about it, or before he even had any disciples in the West, he started recording his own lectures. In the introduction to his opus, Srimad Bhagavatam, He mentions that so many devotees have made commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. And he gives a whole list of so many great devotees who have made commentaries on Bhagavatam. That's only some of them, but he mentions some of the names. He says that the serious student can benefit by going through these commentaries. Where is the time in our lives to read so much? There's so many things I'd like to read, but where's the time? So yeah, hear from Srila Prabhupada and hear from your gurus. Have a good foundation in reading and hearing Srila Prabhupada. One time I recommended you can listen to 10 of Prabhupada's lectures and then you listen to one of mine. How about that? Then? Oh, another factor is that Srila Prabhupada's lectures so far are not available in many languages. So I'm also giving talks in Hindi and Bengali, so you don't know, I don't think anyone here knows Hindi or Bengali, but There are many devotees who know Hindi and Bengali and don't know English very well. So that is also for them. And of course there are many others who are giving, many other members of the Worldwide Vaishnava Society who are regularly giving talks in Hindi and Bengali and publishing them every evening. Actually, morning and evening, there's from Mayapur, they have broadcast Bengali classes. And the last time I looked for the evening Bengali class, there are regularly more than 7,000 live hearers. And then others listen later. So that's also something you could look into, having live classes regularly broadcast. And if it's good quality representing the teachings of the acharyas, then gradually serious devotees will start to hear that.
There are two questions about criticism.
About?
Criticism. Criticism.
Okay, criticism.
Sometimes
you know what cricket is? The Russians don't play cricket.
No.
It's a British game. They don't play a British game. Well, they play football. That's a British game. And basketball is from America. Better stop all these sports and chant Hare Krishna. Yeah, okay then.
Sometimes your disciples, in their conversation and in classes, openly criticize other leaders of ISKCON, spiritual masters. They call their names and they openly criticize it. And naturally it creates split among devotees. So what should we do? Is it proper?
You're going to get feedback. Yeah, better not do that. Should be fairly obvious. There may be some philosophical point to be made, but it's better not to make personal attacks. In some cases, it may be necessary to point out some things which are done by particular people. For after all, deviations, it's not just a philosophical issue, but there are people who do things and propagate things. Caution should be exercised in doing so.
Similar question. I was in the Sangha of devotees who criticize Srila Prabhupada's disciples, and they call general devotees asses, pigs, jackals, and call their names.
What do they call them?
Asses, pigs, and jackals.
Oh.
Jackals.
So what did you do? Did you run away and take a bath in the Ganga?
And they call their names, and they justified it, saying that Srila
Prabhupada... There's no justification. Just if you should leave immediately if there's any such thing.
Okay, so the question is, they justified that...
This question shouldn't even arise.
So, isn't it Vaishnava Aparadha?
Isn't it Vaishnava Aparadha? If you can't recognize this Vaishnava Parada, I think you need to go back to the Bhakta class or something.
Okay, and Mataji asks, I left that society of devotees and find other group.
Devotees? The devotees?
So she says, I left it a few years ago, this group of devotees, but still I have some lingering, some thoughts of these devotees. How can I get rid of this burden which really disturbs my life?
Yeah, it makes a very serious scar on the heart even to hear such things. It is seen that somehow or other this Krishna conscious movement, apart from attracting saintly people, it also attracts some people who are as if their one pleasure in life is just to find fault and criticize everyone in the worst possible way. I, as you may know, I sometimes try to point out things which are not going properly in Vaishnava society. That might be misunderstood sometimes. Our basic attitude should be one of respecting anyone who's seriously trying to practice Krishna consciousness.
I watched the lecture Grihastha Ashram. There you discussed that devotees need to choose a partner according to their level, or men should be higher. What if a beautiful Mataji is from a good family who has brahminical qualities and she can't meet good husband? How can she find a worthy spiritual
husband?
A
beautiful woman doesn't generally have a problem finding a good husband. Problem for her is to try to keep away all the bad possible husbands. I don't know, because I don't have a very good-looking body, but it seems to me that to be very good-looking can be a difficult obstacle for advancement in Krishna consciousness. Janmaishvarya Shruta Shribhir Edamana Madhapuman Naivar Hatyabhidhatum Vai Tvama Kinchana Go Charam. Who knows the translation to this verse? Anyone? Is he getting it right?
Not exactly.
Yeah. Kunti Devi, who herself is of very high birth, of very great beauty, or was when she was a youth, and very intelligent, otherwise how could she compose such prayers, and very devotional. She says that anyone who is puffed up by high birth, wealth, knowledge and intelligence, and bodily beauty, they cannot properly worship Krishna. Due to that pride of thinking themselves better than others. One of my godbrothers, who had a lot of association with Srila Prabhupada in India, he often told me that Srila Prabhupada was sometimes lamenting, in the sense he expressed great sorrow that people in the Western world don't have any proper family life. That was particularly true in America, and even more so nowadays. So yeah, it's a very difficult situation being a young man or woman, especially in Krishna consciousness, and wanting to get married. There's so many risks. And the training of just how to live as a normal human being is largely absent in human society nowadays. Which is why you have a job. You're just trying to help people straighten out their complicated lives just so they can live something like a normal human being. Just to be what we could say a normal, decent, functional member of society is almost a rarity, it seems. And even the people who are just going on, yes, yes, everything very nice, inside this, in many cases, inside their minds, they're screaming. So if you happen to be or is it a beautiful, intelligent, aristocratic young woman asking this question? What I can suggest for you is that you contact one of my disciples who's helping many women in Krishna consciousness. Not many, but some. She's from India, but she lived with her husband quite a few years in the West, and now is back in India. So she's, you please ask her. These festivals are often, from what I understand, they're often arenas for young people who are looking for good mates. It's not really meant for that, but it just kind of happens. I suppose the devotees think that, well, if I like to come to this festival, then someone else also likes, from the other side, the other gender who likes to come to this festival, at least we've got something in common to start off with. It's best if the parents are thickly involved, because they can often see better than the boy or girl what is best for their future. Anyway, you can contact that devotee, and her name is Sama Devi Dasi, and I have her husband's email address, so I can share that. I'm pretty sure she doesn't speak Russian. She speaks English, Kannada, I don't think Tamil, English, Kannada, Hindi at least, but not Russian. Anyway, you can make some communication somehow or other. Oh, there's another of my disciples. I asked her to write a book, and she did. It's the more politically correct version. Well, it's not really politically correct, but it's the more, say, a more palatable version of Mothers and Masters, written from a devotee woman's standpoint. I'm not sure if she's lived in the West, but overseas for sure. Actually, there are several of my disciples who can guide like this. There are some here in Russia also, even apart from my disciples, there must be older women who can guide the younger women in this regard. There are Grihastha counselors. Grihastha counseling is going on. Yesterday I suggested to Rohini Kumar Prabhu that he change the name of what he's doing from life coaching to Grihastha counseling, because the term life coaching has so many new age connotations. And he happens to have a guru who's allergic to new age. So, Grihastha counseling, yeah, it's good, it's required in many cases. Life is so complicated in the modern age. So, yet again, I have failed to give a specific answer, just giving some general understanding. Yeah, take advice from senior devotees who have lived a long time as a Grihastha. That's quite an achievement in itself in the modern age, just to remain in the same marriage. A few years ago, I was at the Nrisimha Chaturdashi festival at the temple of Lord Nrisimha at what's called Simhachalam in Germany. And there was quite a big crowd of devotees from different parts of Europe there, because it's the only Nrisimha temple of ISKCON in Europe. And as far as I know, it's the only one of ISKCON outside of Mayapur. Now, anyway, in the course of his talk, he mentioned about his wife, who he was married to, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, the GBC at the time in Germany. In the course of his talk, he mentioned about his wife, who he had been married to even before he joined ISKCON. And as an aside, you know what an aside is? It means like a side comment. He said, and I'm still married to her. And all the devotees spontaneously started clapping their hands. It was such an unexpected thing that a devotee would still be married to his wife after 30 years or more. So I'm also very happy to see those grihastha devotees who stay together in Krishna consciousness. That in itself is it's a great achievement, especially in the modern age. I'm not blaming necessarily those who haven't been able to remain with their spouses, because it's a very difficult world that we live in at the present time. So without unnecessarily blaming, we should also see that those who are setting a good example in grihastha life, that's something for the, especially for the younger grihasthas or those who are designed to be grihasthas, something to look up to. One time I asked one of my godbrothers and his wife that, what's your secret? They're in America. How did you stay together all these years? He gave a somewhat unusual answer. He said that when we sense there's some tension building up between us, we just start joking with each other. It worked for him. I'm not the best person to advise about the intricacies of family life. You ask some grihasthas. I can give some general idea, as I've heard from Srila Prabhupada, and as I have observed in my life. It happened that I ended up in, I could have never imagined, but in the year 19, in my youth I could have never imagined, but in the year 1979, I found myself in Bangladesh and traveling a lot in the villages, which at that time were largely cut off from modern civilization. Electricity, roads, I mean real roads, radio and all this kind of thing. They didn't know what it was. Roads were mostly just some dirt tracks. That's called Kacha Rasta, and a road which has actually got some tarmacadam or similar, that's called a Paka Rasta. Now you're getting lost. Okay, let's try and put that in English. That's a Kacha Rasta is like an undeveloped road, and a Paka Rasta is a, you can say, well, a proper road, you could say. Even though the roads in Bangladesh at that time, which did have paving, they mostly had more holes than paving, but that was called a Paka Rasta. And the people living in the villages, mostly people lived in villages, and they didn't know anything more than their village life. And I was born in England, and most of the people, including myself, lived in towns. So one time in Bangladesh, someone asked me a question. I'd be speaking in Bengali because that's the only language that people know or knew at the time. Or their own local language also, like Shileti and whatever. So one time, one young man asked me, are there any paka roads in your village? which just showed me the vast difference between where I was coming from and what he knew, what he had grown up in. He couldn't imagine, well, he just presumed that I had grown up in a village because everyone, that's all he knew. And where I come from, it was there was no question of any roads except pucker roads. Every road is paved, except maybe rarely in some farm, in some private property. But all the public roads, everywhere, every inch is a paved road. So from the perspective of civilization, and of course myself coming from Britain, which everyone knows is the only really civilized country in the world, why are you laughing? You know, Bangladesh is just the bottom of the pit. It's like a bottomless, they call it a basket case. It's like a bottomless basket. You can throw any amount of money into it and still the people remain poor. So it was considered Bangladesh is like the epitome of backwardness. So there I am in the villages of Bangladesh. And gradually I came to realize that, wait a minute, this is civilized. Their culture is civilized. This is the kind of culture that Srila Prabhupada is writing about in his books. People get married and they stay married, which was the norm pretty much throughout the world until people became advanced. But the whole culture of respect for elders, and so many factors, is actual civilization. I wrote about that in that book, Glimpses of Traditional Indian Life, with the hope of giving some idea to people in other parts of the world about the kind of culture that Srila Prabhupada wanted to introduce to the world. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patita nam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha dante nidhaya churnakam padayo nipatya krit vacha ka kushatame taraham bravimi heis sadhava sakale eva vihaya durad gauranga chandra charane kurutanu ranaha Parivadatu jano yata tatava nanu mukarona vayang vicharya maha hari rasi madira madati mata bhuvi vilotama natama nirvishama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare